133693. I asked if anybody's on the knew anybody on the Grand Princess, because it's due in Melbourne. We're told there's a lot of COVID on board, and in fact, there was a message on the rumour file that it wasn't allowed to stop at Newcastle. April, hello. Do you know somebody on board?
I've got 5 friends on board, Neil, and 2 of them have COVID, and they're not sharing a room. So they were independently in their own rooms, and 2 of them have COVID. One of them was obviously room bound for the last, well, it has to be 5 days, but it got to 7 days, and no one had come and checked on him to make sure that he was okay or he needed anything. And he was still there yesterday, and his other friends literally had to go and ask him to be released from his room.
When are they? Do they due in Melbourne soon? Aren't they?
Yeah, on the 1st.
What's that? Friday.
Thursday, I think.
Friday. Okay. Is he okay? Or are they both okay?
They're both pretty sick. It got them pretty badly. And you're right, they weren't allowed to stop in Newcastle. That's how we found out about it. They sent us a message saying that they weren't allowed to, and here's the reason why. Well, and we knew prior to that that 2 of them had COVID because they'd been communicating with us.
They'll have to stop in Melbourne, though, won't they?
Well, that's where it came. The ship came from Melbourne, so yes, it has to come back here.
Is this the one?
But I know the protocols with cruising is that when you get back here, if you have COVID, you're not allowed to get public transport home. You have to arrange your own transport by yourself.
But this is the ship that went to New Zealand, didn't it?
It just went up the east coast of Australia.
Okay, but this is the one that was in town a few weeks ago and had problems.
Correct.
Hang on, April. We'll try and get some details so we can get through to your friends. 133693, spam, scam. What's the worst spam? What's the worst scam out and about? Anybody know anybody on the Grand Princess? And also the traffic. I'm told it's bedlam out there. The Grand Princess, last time it came in with all the COVID patients on board, it was a bit of a mess down in Port Melbourne. Let's see what they're planning, whether the health department, now we're through the election period, will talk to us.